It's a beautiful thing the way the Living Bible states the tremendous truth of 1 John 4:18-19. We need have no fear of someone who loves us perfectly. His perfect love for us eliminates all dread of what he might do to us. If we are afraid, it shows we are not fully convinced that he really loves us. So you see, our love for him comes as a result of his loving us first. Some years ago, I was in San Francisco and saw a perfect illustration of this fact. A friend of mine introduced me to a girl named Maggie, who played the guitar and sang folk songs at a popular downtown coffee shop. She had come with this friend of mine to a Christian rally where I shared the gospel. She was quite interested in the message of Christ and asked if she could meet me after the meeting. So we were standing off by the piano, and I asked her about her relationship with God. She freely admitted that she was afraid to get too close to God for fear of what he might do to her. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, God loves you. I assured her that I understood the problem, and then I asked her a question. Tell me, Maggie, if you were to meet a guy who really loved you, whose only desire was to do what's best for you, who showered you with gifts, and was willing to lay down his life rather than let any harm or danger come into your life, how would you feel around him, secure or insecure? Do you think he could be trusted? Naturally, she said yes. And as a matter of fact, she would love to meet a person like that. I smiled and told her that was what I was trying to arrange. I had been trying to introduce her to the Lord Jesus Christ. As we talked and as she thought about it, she saw that her fears were completely unfounded. She finally understood the love of God, and that night she became a Christian. One of the most powerful things about the love of God is that it is unconditional. We don't earn it. God's love is firm, unchanging, and true. Human love has a way of responding to a person who treats us well or does something that pleases us. Not so with God. And the greatest demonstration of that love was the cross of Christ. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This is especially significant in the light of Romans 5:6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. We were without strength, sick and helpless, ungodly, so morally corrupt, we had absolutely no right to presume on the love of God. In spite of that, God welcomed us to himself and drew us with the cords of love. At times, the Lord shows us another side of his love. When we go astray, the Lord at times finds it necessary to discipline us to bring us back to the high position of his perfect will. He is faithful to his erring children. He always knows best and desires the best for us. I've watched the farmers of California tend their crops. They will close a gate in the irrigation ditch and cause the stream to change directions in order that other plants may be fed. He sees the need and alters the course of the water. So it is with God. He is always upstream, observing the turn of events in our lives and arranging things for our good. He is always ahead of us, anticipating our needs and planning things to work out for our good. Why does he do that? Because God is love. May God bless you as you live in his love.